Donald Trump arrived in Beijing from South Korea on Wednesday for a two-night stop in the Chinese capital as part of his 12-day Asia tour. China has been keen to show the importance it places on the US leader's visit, with Mr. Xi giving a rare personal tour through the imperial treasures of the Forbidden City, a World Heritage Site cleared of tourists for the day. Mr. Trump is expected to use his visit to urge his Chinese counterpart to cut financial ties with North Korea, in a push to force it to abandon its nuclear activities. The US has repeatedly called for tougher action against the rogue nation, and Mr. Trump did so again in a speech to South Korea's National Assembly just prior to arriving in China.
The regime has interpreted America's past restraint as weakness. This would be a fatal miscalculation. This is a very different administration than the United States has had in the past. Do not underestimate us, and do not try us.
Experts say China has special roles to play in the denuclearization of North Korea, not only as neighbors, but also as members of the United Nations Security Council. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says they're committed to diplomatic talks with North Korea.
We've been watching closely President Trump's statement on the Korean nuclear issue during his visit to South Korea. I just want to reiterate that China's position on the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue is consistent and clear. The current situation is complicated and sensitive. We hope all parties concerned would make positive efforts to reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula and bring the nuclear issue back as soon as possible to the track of resolving it through negotiations and dialogue.
Mr. Trump is also expected to ask Mr. Xi for help reducing the United States' $452 billion trade deficit with China. Meanwhile, US and Chinese companies have signed a series of business agreements worth around $12 billion. US Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has welcomed the deals.
Addressing the imbalance in China trade has been a central focus of collaborative discussions between President Trump and President Xi, and achieving fair and reciprocal treatment for the companies is a shared objective. Today's signings are good examples of how we can productively build up our bilateral trade.
19 documents were signed during the ceremony, which was also attended by China's newly appointed Vice Premier, Wang Yang. Mr. Wang echoed Mr. Ross's comments and says its vital fiscal ties between China and the US are strong.
The sustainable and promising development of this important economic relationship must be attributed to the hard work of both Chinese and American business people. The economic relations between China and the United States have been serving as an important balance for our overall bilateral relationship.
Mr. Trump is also expected to meet the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang to speak at a business seminar and visit the US Embassy before leaving for Vietnam on Friday.